Hi, folks. Doug McBurney here. Keeping Bob Enyart live on the radio is a labor of love that demands our attention every now and then. And now is that time, and he needs your help to stay on the radio for another year. Bob's presence on the mighty 50,000-watt KLT in Denver gives him the ability to promote godly ideas on the terrestrial airwaves. I'm asking you to call right now or go online to purchase any or all of Bob's eye-opening Christian resources available in written, audio, or video formats. Call 1-800-8-ENYART right now or go to kgov.com and come alongside Bob's vital ministry and keep Bob broadcasting for another year. That's 1-800-8-ENYART or go to kgov.com, kgov.com right now to give Bob the essential support that only you can offer.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor at Denver Bible Church. Love that job.
Yes, I'm Doug McBurney.
Hey, Doug.
Looking for a pack of camels. No, I don't need to look for
camels.
A pack of camels. This is the only radio studio.
You mean a caravan of camels?
That I've ever walked into where you find on the desk a 15-page article on the date of camel domestication in the ancient Near East by Dr. Titus Kennedy.
It's a very important article.
You know, I saw a link on one of the popular news websites saying that the Bible had made a mistake about the domestication. They said that basically Abraham couldn't have had any camels.
Abraham couldn't because they weren't around until 500 years later.
Yeah.
And so the Bible, so the skeptics, boy.
It left me questioning my faith, knowing that Abraham couldn't have had any camels.
Couldn't have had any camels. So it's a fun story. In fact, we're going to interview Dr. Kennedy, who's one of the world's leading experts on the chronology of the domestication of camels.
That's awesome.
With BibleArchaeology.org.
Yeah.
Because, Doug, there is so much evidence that camels were domesticated centuries before Abraham, a half a millennium, 1,000 years before Abraham. And the evidence is throughout the ancient Middle East and the ancient Near East, and it's in all kinds of formats, not just inscriptions, engravings, carvings, models, and so on.
All right, so we shouldn't take the National Geographic article at face value.
No.
Okay.
Because they said the Bible is wrong again, that camels were not domesticated until centuries later than the Bible says Abraham could not have had camels, and that's completely ignorant of almost all the archaeological evidence, and there's a lot of it.
Well, this is Dr. Titus's article has 5 pages of references.
Yeah, right.
So seems pretty well researched. I can't wait. That'll
be on Real Science Radio.
Awesome.
On camels.
Real Science Radio / camels.
A caravan of camels.
Camels
as far as the eye can see.
Now, we do have other huge
Nothing
news.
Nothing but camels.
Huge news as it relates to the telethon. We're almost at $8,000. In fact, if during
camels unfiltered.
I like that. That should be the title of the show.
Camels Unleashed.
Unfiltered. No, unfiltered. That's
okay.
I don't even think you can buy those anymore, unfiltered camels.
Oh, no?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, we're at almost $8,000. If someone would be kind enough to call during the show today and donate $165.
We'll be at $8,000.
And if they donate $170, that would put us over $8,000.
Over $8,000.
And we need your help, folks.
1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. 8-N-Yard. 1-800-836-9278. And our goal is $25,000. And we so urgently need that revenue.
We do.
Doug, it's rough. You know, our bookkeeper comes by about once a week.
Yeah.
He's got a frown on his face. I mean, it's
been a long time since he smiled.
We're struggling.
Yeah. So, folks, I know there's one person out there who can go the 170, 175, get us over 8,000 before we go off the air. Please, 1-800-836-9278 is the number to call to make that donation. We got big news as it relates to the products that are available on the website now.
Oh, yeah. First time in the history of Bob Enyart Live.
Yes, and if it wasn't for the miracle of modern bandwidth,
It
would be impossible to do what you've done.
Yeah, I am so excited. In fact, Daryl Berkey has been working on this. So, Doug, our classic DVDs that we've been selling for years, they help us stay on the air by the revenue we raise.
Right.
Well, they're usually $25 each or $35 each, something in that price range.
Bargain at twice the price.
Well, these are now a bit less expensive because they're downloadable. DVD quality.
No physical media required.
Right.
Download it over a wireless.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's almost as good as beaming it right into your head.
It's like Netflix, but with much more value.
Yes. And for all awesome. Those conspiracy theorists out there, we are working on beaming it right to your visual cortex. But it'd still take a few years. But Doug, as we go through the show, we should talk about some of these titles, but these are fun.
Before we highlight that,
fun
Bob,
DVDs.
I have an outrage from Denver
outrage.
That has made the national news that I just want to hear your commentary on.
All right.
A convicted child rapist has cut off his ankle monitor and left a group home that he was staying at. His name is Eric Eugene Hartwell. And he's currently on the loose. He's on the loose.
What a shame.
And according to CNN, this made CNN, and there were links on other
sites. Kids are at risk.
Kids are at risk.
And justice has been denied.
He was convicted of raping a child in 1991.
Oh, brother.
How is he wearing an ankle bracelet in 2014? That's what I don't understand.
When should he have been executed?
92.
92? Why wait that long? I don't get it.
Well,
if he's
let's assume
the crime is in 1991.
Yeah,
you're saying it was on New Year's Eve 1991. When he's convicted, he should be executed within 24 hours.
Quickly.
Today, when people are executed, there's hardly anybody around who remembers the crime. You got to go into the archives to figure out what in the world is going on.
Convicted of rape in 91. And still in and out of the justice system. Almost 25 years later, 23 years later, this guy is still in and out of the justice system. And right now, he's out of the justice system. He's out on the loose.
Yeah.
You know, my idea for a sex offender registry?
What?
It should be done with granite.
With granite?
Yeah. In a nice field.
Oh, engraving?
And then, yeah, and it's engraved so that you always know where the guy
is. In a manicured lawn.
That's right.
So that's your sex offender registry.
That's how you register them.
You just go to the local cemetery.
That's right, and you never lose track.
Yeah.
Anyway, this disgusting
outrage.
Go to
the Potter's Field.
Yep.
Wherever.
Yeah.
And there's the registry.
That's where the registry should be.
In granite. The tombstone.
Yep. And no need for ankle bracelets or monitoring.
The Bible says there's the death penalty for murder. And the death penalty for kidnapping.
That's right.
And rape is such a vicious and wicked crime, especially against children. Mm. But the crime of rape includes the lesser crime of kidnapping.
That's right, because you're holding someone against their will.
Right. So by definition, then, that also is a crime that merits the death penalty. Mm.
And
I
hate
even to use the word merits.
That was one of the topics that actually drew me to be interested in your program. Many years ago, I went to a seminar you did called God and the Death Penalty, where I found out not only about the death penalty and where it's appropriate and how it's reflected throughout the scriptures, both Old and New Testament, but that the death penalty is at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I remember purchasing it was actually a VHS tape.
Back then.
Off the table.
Back then.
God and the Death Penalty. But now that's one of the titles.
Downloadable DVDs.
Available as a download right now.
So God and the Death Penalty, New Testament support for capital punishment.
Right.
New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the liberals and the liberals hiding in Christian circles who have been undermining the death penalty, they have also been undermining the public's understanding of the gospel. Because if the death penalty, if there's something wrong or unjust about it, well, then there must be something wrong with the God of the Bible.
That's right.
Who required the death penalty not only for murderers, but for people to be forgiven by him. He required the death penalty, and so Jesus Christ was crucified.
That's right. And it's at the heart of the gospel. And that was one of the things that helped to really open my eyes and to understand that God was rational and reasonable. Because one thing I knew even as a raging, rebellious heathen,
yeah.
I knew that some people deserve the death penalty. Now, I never wanted to admit that it was likely me, but I knew that there were certain cases where it must
and
be.
And liberals, you know, they hate themselves. They go to a Hollywood movie, and there's a kidnapper, bad guys, and in the end, they get blown up or beat whatever to death.
Yeah, right.
And they all, you know, they all cheer and applaud, and they hate themselves for it, because vengeance is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and he delegates to governing officials to be agents of vengeance for him, servants of vengeance.
Amen.
And we get that from the New Testament.
The New Testament?
The New.
Oh, well, people will have to, if you want to find out, you can get all the details. Go to kgov.com, click on the store, download God and the Death Penalty.
Yeah.
It's now available as a download.
It's a full-length DVD, and it's got all the biblical references. And it answers all the typical cliched objections.
Awesome stuff.
So, yeah. And, Doug, this is a big day for us because thousands of DVDs have been sold to keep Bob and Your Live on the air.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a bit of a hurdle when somebody sees something and they'd like to watch it or and they know they got to order it and it's got to be shipping and handling.
Right.
That costs an extra $5.
Yeah.
And it's going to take – or a few bucks. It's going to take a week or so. Yeah. Now – instant gratification.
Awesome.
Right?
Love it. Depending on your modem speed.
God and the death. Modem? What's a modem?
Well, that's what I have.
A modulator, demodulator?
I have at my house.
I had a 300 baud modem.
300
when we went to 1200 baud, I thought the world, the future had arrived.
I remember.
Doug, you could read the text file as it's downloading.
Wow.
You could read faster than the modem would transmit it.
When we first launched kgov.com.
Yeah.
We would do a radio show that would be 1 hour long, approximately 50 megabytes, and it would take us 4 hours to upload it.
Yeah.
And that's if we didn't lose the connection and have to start over.
Right.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Things have changed. The miracle of modern bandwidth
makes
reason, it all available.
One reason, Doug, that we've reached so many thousands of people online is because we carved out. You know, you get a beachhead when you go to war against the aggressors, and you get a beachhead, and you... you amass your troops, and then you continue to take ground.
Right.
Well, we carved out a beachhead on the internet, on the World Wide Web, back in the 1990s.
That's right.
When the internet wasn't cool, when people didn't know what Google was.
No, I don't know. Was Google even around?
Well, barely.
Anyway,
but
maybe.
And so we've been growing that internet presence. So if people do Google, you know, what does God say about the death penalty?
Yeah.
Or God and the death penalty? We've been number one out of tens of millions of pages for all these many years.
And that's who we're looking for. People who want to know what God says about stuff.
Right.
Including
right.
the death penalty.
Yeah. Like that's Mandy awesome. Over on.
Oh, well, Mandy. Now, I heard you
right
were on
next
her show. Mandy Connell.
K-How Radio.
Mandy Connell is a host over at another.
She wants to know what God says about the death penalty. Or. She should want to know.
She should want to know, absolutely.
It would behoove her to want to know what God says about homosexuality.
She should know
example,
that.
Or yes. child killing.
If you want to have a well-rounded understanding of any topic, you would want to include God's opinion in that topic.
So
now, can I make a confession?
Yeah.
Never listened to her show once. I listened to Mandy Connell once for about 30 seconds.
Well, that's once.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Not the show.
I am convinced that Mandy Connell and Michael Brown at K-How are living proof that if you'll take a low enough salary, you don't need any talent to be on the radio. Just unbelievably awful radio.
K-How, I could
save K-How, but they could never afford me.
We had a listener call in to the studio today and say, please, someone at KGov, please call in to K-How. We're like, we don't want to help their ratings. Said, please call in. They're talking about homosexuals. You know, the Masterpiece Bakery here in Denver.
Yeah, right.
The owner's being fined, what was it, $1,000 a day because he wouldn't bake a cake for homos. Remember the homo said, all we want is to be left alone. Remember that?
I remember
now,
that.
Now, fast forward just a few years. If you don't bake them a cake, they'll throw you in jail.
Yeah, and they'll close down your business. Yeah.
If I knew you were a homo, I'd have baked you a cake.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And you've got to take photos of their wedding. And you got to promote and you got to celebrate their perversion.
Just bow down. Get in line and bow down.
Yeah. So so Mandy Connell's talking about Arizona and this.
Right. The religious liberty law that Jan Brewer, she's confused. She doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. And it's similar to Colorado's. Remember Amendment 2? It passed.
Yeah.
You know, handily passed. Colorado statewide vote. And it said that you don't have to cave in to the homosexual agenda.
Right.
You don't have to rent to homosexuals. You don't have to hire homosexuals. Your business does not have to cater to homosexuals.
I remember that.
And it passed. And George W. Bush, one of his heroes, worked to overturn that. And that's John Roberts.
John Roberts.
The Chief Justice. Oh! The Chief Justice to the U.S. Supreme
the
Court.
The guy who stabbed us in the back on
yeah,
Obamacare.
Worked. And that's why when George W. Bush nominated him to be the Supreme Court Chief Justice.
Oh, I remember.
We put out press releases. We warned the body of Christ. We begged folks
on
the family.
You were a voice crying in the wilderness.
Don't support this nomination. But of course they did, right?
They did. And then they got exactly.
Because he's radically pro-homosexual. And he says child killing laws are it's settled law. Mm. Roe v. Wade is settled law.
Yeah.
And he's radically pro-homo. So,
okay.
So of course the conservative, anyway.
So one of our listeners was obviously in distress this morning,
yeah.
having to listen to Mandy Connell discuss something she really doesn't understand. So they begged someone from KGov to call.
Yeah.
Them.
And so we did. I called, looked them up
wow.
on Google.
You are a humanitarian. Talk about taking one for the team.
KGov.com.
Yeah.
And first their producer, I don't know his name.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's a homosexual. Let me just put that right on the table.
Okay.
If he's not, he's a good homo impersonator.
Oh, he's got he does a pretty good list.
He was not a list, but he's taking a hissy fit because I said, look, the reason for laws like this is because homosexuality is wrong.
Whoa.
And he just took a fit.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And he said, you think everything you think is wrong should be against the law? And I said, no, I think being lazy is wrong. It shouldn't be a law against being lazy.
Mandy Connell has a radio show. We don't think that should be against the law.
Well, maybe not. I got to think about it. So anyway, Doug, so this homosexual wannabe producer.
Okay.
So I said to him, look, is this entertaining for you? You debate the callers? Shouldn't the host debate the callers?
Right, shouldn't you be
you
on the
just
air?
Decide whether you want to put the call through or not.
Right.
And he's so eventually the radio gods permitted me to go on
yeah.
with the host, and it was just 2 minutes.
Okay, well, that's probably the best 2 minutes Mandy Connell has spent.
Well, I'll give you an idea of what was said, but interestingly, our producer thought, hey, that'd be fun. That'd be a fun 2 minutes to air.
Oh, well, that would have been good for today.
And so we're about to air the clip, except that they cut it out of their archives.
Oh, so it's not so not on their podcast.
There's 2 minutes missing
uh-huh.
from today's 8 to 9 o'clock hour. I was on about 8:41 or something
yeah.
in the morning.
And it's gone.
Today.
Imagine that.
February 24th. And it's gone. And so, Doug, I said that, you know, the reason laws like this are appropriate is because homosexuality is wrong. That's why. It has nothing to do with the right of association or whatever.
Right.
It's because it's wrong.
Mm.
And so he had fed her during the break, commercial
yeah.
break, he fed her the same ignorant question he asked me.
Okay.
So she said the same thing he said. She said, so you think everything that you think is wrong should be against the law. I said, no, Mandy, I think laziness is wrong. That shouldn't be against the law. And I had a whole list of other examples
yeah,
if I
yeah.
needed them.
Wow.
And so I don't know what kind of, my producers here don't feed me questions.
Well, Mandy
that
Connell,
will
Mandy Connell hasn't formulated her own question ever.
Well,
the 30 seconds I heard, I wouldn't be convinced she could actually formulate an intelligent question. So she needed the help. And he obviously, why did he not clue her in that you didn't feel that way?
Well, right. And that there was a rebuttal that made the question
yes.
look ignorant and a non sequitur.
This is obviously a producer who's looking for a career change. He's wishing he could get on a different show. Can you imagine what it would be like having to sit through that show every morning, having to get out of bed knowing that for the next 3 hours?
They
4 hours? Is it a 4 hour show?
Hey, anyway. They advocate euthanasia and suicide over
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
maybe
okay.
that's why.
Well,
so, Doug,
do that long.
So I said, no, Mandy, it has nothing to do with my opinion. It's all criminal law should be based on whether or not an action violates do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery. That's
okay.
it.
Wow.
And then again, she went back to the same silly argument,
mm-hmm.
confusion. And she said, oh, so you think adultery should not be criminal, but homosexuality should?
Oh.
Like, Mandy, that's a non sequitur. Of course, adultery should be recriminalized.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, we went on for 2 minutes. It was it seemed evident that they would edit it out of the archives.
You knew the minute it came out of your mouth.
Our producer,
it was gone.
Said he couldn't find it, and we said, that's not a surprise. It's not there. And that's the shortest hour in today's archives.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we want to issue a Freedom of Information request from KHOW that they would put that back.
Yeah, in their public file.
Yeah.
Put a complaint.
Yeah, it's the only sensible part of Mandy's entire career, and they edited it off of her archive. So it's just sad.
It won't be on her highlight reel.
Hey, now, you mentioned something about, well, something that made me think about superstition. Anyway, listen to this. WorldNet Daily's got a story up today. There's a bus driver in Dayton, Ohio. He's lucky to be alive after three teenagers stabbed and shot him in an attack. A Bible in his pocket over the driver's heart stopped two bullets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's quite.
And it allowed the Bible in his pocket allowed him to fight off a knife attack from these maniacs.
Doug, that reminds me of the miracle on the Hudson, which was not a miracle. Remember Captain Sully Sullenberger?
I know. It was very impressive, though.
Yeah.
It was very
impressive.
His
training and the plane's going down. He landed on the Hudson.
The guy is just
he was a hero.
Steel, cool, nerve, that guy.
He was a hero.
Should have ran for president.
And so, and we said it wasn't, all Christians are saying it was a miracle. It wasn't a miracle.
No.
No,
although
it's not a Bible miracle.
But as a literary device, I think it's okay to call it the miracle.
Well,
if
you want to be loose and mislead people, okay. But if a plane came down, nose, 2,000 miles an hour, nosedive into the ground,
right,
and everyone ended up standing in a field with their luggage, holding their luggage in their hand, their carry-ons,
right,
that'd be a miracle. And so this example, Christianity and superstition, sadly, they're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Christians are superstitious, many, millions.
Well, yeah.
And a Christian talk show host. And so they will like itching ear stuff, and they'll like to suggest that this is a miracle. But think of it. Then God had to program these teenagers to be murderers just to stop a couple bullets with the Bible.
And only two of the bullets were stopped because a third bullet struck the man in the leg, struck the bus driver. He was shot in the leg.
Oh.
Yeah.
So their theology then is it doesn't cover extremities.
Apparently not.
Right?
Anyway, that was an outrage.
He could have had a mezuzah in his pocket, you know? If he had a mezuzah in his pocket, Bible in his...
Then
we're starting to get somewhere. But in the... Today, the Christians who are claiming miracles, only they believe it. In the Bible days, the real miracles, the unbelievers acknowledge the miracles.
That's right. It's undeniable.
That's the difference.
Yeah, definitely.
So God's miracles are undeniable, even by unbelievers.
That's right.
Whereas today, you have a headache, you lay your hands on the TV, it goes away 3 hours later, and you say, you have a testimony, I had a healing.
Yeah, okay.
And your one leg is shorter than the other. You go to this healing service. You never knew it your whole life.
Right.
And the guy says, well, this leg is shorter than the other. You know what they do? They always pull the one leg. Why don't they push you in the other one?
Hmm.
Why don't you just push it in a little
bit? Well,
that's
the miraculous. You don't have to push it in.
No.
You pull out, and then the miracle kicks in. All right. Now, you, on the other hand, throughout your television, radio, broadcasting career, have covered much more serious topics like Eagle Eggs, which is one of the new downloads, video download available right now at KGO.
Eagle Eggs.
Eagle Eggs. Now, it sounds on its face like it might be, something just kind of flip, but it was actually a very serious.
Well, yeah, we had some Eagle Eggs in the studio, and we didn't know what to do with them, and we didn't want them to go to waste.
Sure.
We thought about, cooking them. And so liberals are calling in, getting all upset. Yeah. I remember, Doug... I remember, just cut to the chase. So this woman calls in. She's very angry that we're going to, destroy these eagle eggs.
Right.
And I said to her, well, when does an eagle become an eagle? I mean, it's against the law to kill an eagle. These are eggs.
These are just eggs.
And she said, I guess at the time of conception.
Oh.
She almost couldn't get the words out of her mouth.
Man.
And so I said, well, what do you think about abortion? Oh, I'm pro-choice.
Uh-huh.
So... She'd prevent a fetal pig from being killed if she could, but she would kill a little boy or a girl, sucking their thumb and playing with their toes, sleeping and dreaming. She would kill the baby and protect the fetal pig.
Yeah, and it all goes back, in my humble opinion, at least a lot of it, to the government education system, which, just by chance, you cover in a video called Get Out of the Matrix, which is another video that's now available from download.
For downloading. So that's when we were invited into a college philosophy class.
That's right, philosophy.
Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah.
And it was with a video camera.
And the teacher was in the room.
The teacher's there. And I got to, I had the honor of debating the whole class for an hour.
Phenomenal.
And it's on video.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we've been talking about the gross national product ever since that day.
Yeah.
The gross national product, not an economics term. These are the graduates of our government school system.
Right. And
the gross and how ignorant.
Yeah. I can't imagine how bad it is now.
Yeah.
You cover topics in there like absolute truth.
Absolute truth, morality. They were taught by their professor that you cannot know anything other than what your five senses tell you.
That's right, yeah.
And so, and then I asked, well, which of your five senses told your teacher that? And can she even think through that far, her own claim?
Wow.
To say, well, what is it, my taste of taste? What, did I lick this thing and figure out it must be true?
I don't think so.
And Doug, then some of the students denied. They said, she never taught us that.
Oh, yeah.
So another student pulled out the handout from the previous week. He said, it's right here, handout number 7.
Oh, wow. And this has been going on now for like a couple of generations. It's just a tragedy what's happened. Yeah. And it's awesome to see you expose it. And it's a great resource for anyone who wants to know how to answer some of the rather frivolous arguments
that are being taught to our kids by the millions of kids.
Yeah.
They're hearing this trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So Get Out of the Matrix.
Yep.
It has a fun cover to it, too.
Awesome.
And then we have the Bible, Divorce, and Remarriage. And that's a tragic topic. But, Doug, we advertise that. We say we're going to talk about verses in the Bible that you've never heard before.
Mm.
Verses about divorce and remarriage.
Yeah.
You could read 10 books on divorce and remarriage, and they're not going to cover these verses.
Christian books from a Christian author.
These are the secret verses. They're in everyone's Bible. You could find them by reference.
Yeah.
But for some reason, books on divorce and remarriage skip these verses.
Mm.
And it's very significant.
Very good stuff. And then, of course, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Whatever happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
What a story.
What was it? Where was it? How big was it?
Because
what exactly
we know
was
it was in the Garden
about?
Of Eden, and we know the tree of life ends up in the New Jerusalem.
That's right.
So what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? There's a whole chapter in the Bible about it.
And more importantly, how do we understand the difference between law and grace?
Law and grace.
And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil just happens to be an awesome metaphor.
Because the law is the knowledge of good and evil.
That's
The Bible says that.
Yeah.
The law, it's knowing good and evil.
That's what it's all about.
And kids who are young people under the age of accountability, they don't have the knowledge of good and evil. So the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is a symbol of the law.
Mm.
And the day that you partake of it, you shall surely die.
Right.
And we are dead to the law. When Jesus was nailed to the cross, the Bible says that God nailed the law to the cross, the Ten Commandments.
Man, so I'm so glad because I could never keep all of those. No, there's just no way.
Right. And so we live holy lives, not because we're trying to keep the law, but through a loving relationship with God.
Right.
With
the same way you treat someone you love with respect and kindness.
Yeah.
That's the reason
we
love Jesus Christ.
We give that famous example of if you had a babysitter with your one-year-old and you come home and you find that your babysitter wrote a note and tacked it up over the crib and it said, remember, thou shall not kill.
Ooh,
how would that make you feel good, right?
Well, no, I would not. No.
No. Like a newlywed, a bride seeing her husband writes notes all over, remember, thou shall not commit adultery.
Not good.
It's not going to give you confidence.
No.
So,
but we do have confidence in Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
And hey, thank you guys. God bless you. KGov.com.